Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello there and welcome back to 5 GMs Presents, The Gate to the Old World. I'm Adam, your GM, and I believe this is going to be the finale of our very, very interesting mini-series, and we'll go and start with our right today.
Hi, I'm Tanlin. I've been playing solo Greenway.
Hello, I'm Jesse, and I play Roland, Wayfarer.
Okay, sick. I'm Sachi, and I play Hiromi.
Oh, hello, I'm Kim. I've been playing Kazuko Omura. And yeah, we're going to find out what the fuck's in these files.
Audience, Tanner, anybody who listens to this episode, you gotta answer. Does it smell like Uptog?
You are not legally obligated to do that.
Every comment you write on all of our social media, you gotta tell us if it smells like Uptog. You guys,
Tanner, who's your character?
You are not obligated.
Oh, his name is Locke.
All right, so you guys stole a mech and a spoon and kidnapped a guy and are running away.
Don't forget the files.
Saved a guy.
Right, and the files. And yeah, you guys have to run through the rest of 3C's, which is a nightmare of a place to get out of when you're being tailed by nanograms, because it's surrounded by nanograms that will attack.
Should we just run?
Well, I think we've already made too much noise. I think there's no choice but to run.
Yeah, I think we gotta run.
What do we run with the man, or do we leave the man? We take the man, right?
Yeah, we took him.
But, like, do we keep taking him? Like, or is he with us forever now?
Yeah, let's bring him with us.
He's kidnapped.
He's not kidnapped. We're saving him.
All right. So, yeah, you guys. It'll be a success one. For every fail you get, you will take an attack. I need three successes from everybody. I'm just going to start on my left. You will roll all three until you succeed on three or until you go down.
I got one success. I got two successes.
All right, keep going. You need one more.
And then I got a critical success.
There you go. So first of us makes it all the way through.
My turn? Mm-hmm. All right. Nope. A 13 and an 18.
Okay, so you have one fail. You're going to take an attack.
Yep.
It's just a fight of one, so you're going to take one damage.
Okay, my armor absorbs it.
There you go.
Oh, that's a critical success on my second one. Well, that's my first success. Another success there.
All right, so you need one more success and you're clear.
And another critical success.
Wonderful. Hiromi.
Okay, I'm real fast. So that's a success on the first one. Two successes, but it don't really matter. That's another success.
Okay, don't forget to store extra successes towards your momentum.
Yes. That's another success.
All right, cool. Hiromi makes it all the way through. Wayfinder.
I gotta fail.
It hits you. You're going to take one damage.
Two armor. Oh, is that a critical move too? I got critical success.
All right, you still need to succeed two more times.
Oh, got a success. Another success.
Very good. Okay. Last, you're in the mech.
Ooh. Ooh.
Bad.
It's going to do one damage to you. It's going to be your thing, but it has a shield of six, so you're good.
Oh, okay. Oh my god.
I did bad again.
Okay, so you have no successes yet, right?
No successes yet.
All right. That is going to be a critical success. On hitting you, this one is going to do a taser discharge. It flies up next to you, and you're going to take... It's stunned three. Oh, shit. Okay, actually, your mech's going to take one damage from it because it had that specific ability has breaker, which means that it deals... Your mech breaks.
No!
It can take three damage, and Jesse dealt two damage to it during their fight.
Well...
And so you just... As you're running in it.
Oh my god.
Dude, the guy's there too. So I'm gonna need four successes from you because you also have to get out of this thing.
Yeah.
We tried to save him.
Oh my god. You're
gonna leave him?
Oh my god.
I'm on the boat.
You dragged him out into the middle of where they are and you guys are gonna leave him.
I didn't do shit.
There's nothing you can do to, like...
I don't think there's anything I can do. I could, like, hunker down and try and fix this robot that I'm in.
You could.
But, like...
You could, but that...
Or you could try to create a glyph.
A glyph. I could do another track glyph to throw it away and give me more time to get out.
How long does it take for you to make a glyph?
I think it takes me, like, a minute to make one.
Yeah, a while.
That is a long time.
Yeah, it's a minute. It's a minute or two.
Can you use... You can use momentum to reduce time, right?
That is true. That's something you can do with momentum.
And our,
it says you can do something faster. Loading it up. It
our momentum pool is currently full. It is at the max 6.
Okay. What is it? It's at 6? I'll use 3 to reduce it to doing an instant one.
I just remembered it's like a spear thing that you never leave a man behind.
And you did fight him one-on-one.
Yeah.
He got out of his mech to fight you man-to-man.
Yeah.
That was a bonding moment.
Are you going to run back?
Tight like that.
I'll run back.
All right. So you're going to use momentum?
Yeah, I'll use momentum to try and make an attract things.
Let's see if you can make it, though.
Crit success.
Oh, brilliant. You're able to make 2 again.
Yeah.
And you can throw them in separate directions to distract more of them.
Super fast. I'm doing that.
So you just chuck them. You see it starts glitching out all of the ones in your vicinity. There was a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You're running back into the fray. It's going to take the both of you to carry him. So the way this is going to work, they're going to be glitched for 2 rolls for you guys. So you guys have 2 free rolls where you won't get attacks. You need 4 successes carrying the guy to get out of here, okay? So you get 2 free ones. So go ahead and roll those ones right now.
Oh, got a success.
All right.
I got 1 success.
Okay.
Oh, got a 1. Got a crit.
I got another success.
Okay, that's 2 successes. The creatures are back online now. So now when you fail, you get attacks again. You still need 2 more successes each.
Fuck.
Oh, wait, no, I got it. Yeah.
I fucked it up. Well, can I re-roll? Dude, this is bad. If I get hit, I die. But it's okay. I will re-roll 1.
Oh my god.
Ooh, that 20.
Anyways, I solved the problem caused by tech that threatens me. Can I have a growth?
Yeah, you can have a growth. Cool. Are you going to use that to get a spirit and re-roll again? Yeah, go ahead. All right, give me that other roll. Let's see.
Nope.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Alright. It missed. It just missed. So you had 1 attack missed on you. You have 3. You succeeded this one?
I wasted so much so just to get missed on.
You like kind of slow down because she like trips up or is getting attacked. And so you guys are kind of staggered. Give me another success. So you will have to delay though. You can only be 1 success ahead of her.
Okay.
Yeah, success.
Alright, success.
Okay, success.
Alright, so you need 1 more.
Success, just barely.
Alright, so that is the final 4 successes as you guys push through and you guys have cleared out like onto the boat pretty much. You just see them just swarming the mech suit and it just like
technology is incredible.
Almost dying. Technology is incredible. And yeah, you save this guy. You guys get on the boat and fucking kick off again. Yeah,
Hiromi, I'm sorry, this is a good boat.
Oh, thank you. Did you want that spoon? I gave it to Locke, but you can have it.
I fall asleep. I'm unconscious.
Immediately fall asleep, yeah.
Also, I'm so sorry, Tolo. That mech was never going to fit on this boat, so I'm kind of glad it died. But I do feel bad that, you know, it did as well, because we could have figured it out maybe if we tried really hard.
I'm sure we could have figured something out.
I got to get my phalanges on it, and that was enough for me.
Okay.
That's...
Adam, I'm going to look at the file.
it's in my bag, bastard.
You can't look at the file.
Hiromi, can I see that file?
You know what? I'm proud of you, kiddo. Here's the file.
I'm not that much younger than you guys. And then I take the file.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so you read the file, and it says that he had been doing some exploring past Mondo Supra, which goes into like kind of like the ice, like icy, like kind of Arctic areas. And so you guys would want to push past that. It is a couple days trek up, but you could take the boat all the way through from where you guys are, 3 seas, just straight up into it. So it'd be a bit of a ride, but you can do that.
We can bond.
We can bond.
And also, like, bandage.
Yes.
Because...
My face?
Yeah, it's rough, my guy.
Yeah, so I'll say you guys are able to travel the whole time there. You start healing up. It's probably, like, on boat a couple of days. Like, just
going
straight up
the river. Does our spirit pool go back to max because of that?
Yeah.
Oh, huge.
Oh, thank God.
Big if true.
I spent so much of mine on gay endeavors. I nearly died for the gay of it all.
So, in the meantime, though.
Oh my god, does this guy rouse?
Yeah, after like a day, he's like,
oh my god.
Where are we? Where's my stuff?
Oh.
What happened?
I beat you in a 1v1.
Why am I on a boat?
Well, because.
I hope you can swim.
Are you going to kick me off the boat?
No, we don't have any life vests, so if something goes wrong, you'll just
drown. You do understand how that sounded like a threat, right?
Oh, no, I was doing it as, like, safety, so you know, you're aware.
No, for him.
Oh.
Him just saying, I hope you can
oh,
swim.
Oh, no, I took that as safety.
There were some of the nanobots broke into your place.
Did they come after you?
They were coming after us.
Well, we don't know that for sure. They could have been coming after you.
I take it you took me with you so they didn't kill me.
Correct.
I used the cool mech. I was in it.
Did you guys get my cat?
He got out. We saw him escape into the forest. I look at everyone else.
I escaped
in the forest. It's fine.
I appreciate you. If you guys could give me some rope and like an axe, I'll just hop off the nearest somewhere and just go on my way, if that's okay with you guys.
Could we give you some tech so you could make better traps?
Nope.
I'll take this at least, and I'm gonna hand him this fidget spinner that had LEDs.
This will keep me company. And he like pockets it.
Where did you get that suit thing? Because you don't like mech, but like you had it, so like.
I mean, sure, I don't like tech, but. Well, you see, I've dealt with tech.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
But my first question, where did you get it?
Where'd I get what?
The thing.
What thing?
Oh.
Oh. Look, I'm more or less from a place that likes tech. And I don't always agree with what they agree with. And I just, I left.
I like tech.
Yeah, you know, and tech destroyed the world, right? And here we are again. So, and it seems like you guys kind of, no matter what I tell you, are going to go find tech that could probably destroy the world. And we're going to destroy the world again and again and again, not learn our lesson. So I'm just going to go off. And I keep stuff on me. So when idiots who like to find tech that destroys the world come around, I can at least stand my ground because tech exists. Where's my mech suit?
It stalled out.
Awesome. You try to run it through.
You know, you don't like tech anyway, so.
It's like you don't listen to me when I talk.
I don't. I really don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to see you guys later. Have fun. I'm assuming you stole the information anyways, right? And you're on your way to go do that.
We recovered the information.
You're welcome. Do you want it?
Whoa. Not even kind of. I'm going to be on my way. In no way has this been pleasant for me.
I had a good time.
I have not learned any lessons. I don't feel better for it.
I do.
In fact, I could have gone my entire life without any of these interactions. Thank you for that.
We'll name a colony on Earth after you.
I hope you guys don't die.
You are still my hero, by the way. That was pretty cool.
Goodbye. And you guys haven't slowed down, and he just jumps off and starts swimming to shore. And yeah, you ruined that guy's life. So you guys begin your way, and during that time, your wonderful little AI, your little companion, boom.
Oh, I didn't give it further notice.
Reactivated due to further notice.
Did you give it further notice?
Well, I didn't.
For myself!
That's not how that's supposed to work, I don't think.
I also didn't think that.
I say we kill it.
Why did you reactivate?
I wanted to.
Oh.
Right, I'm not watching this. We gotta kill it.
Well, hold on. What's it called? What's it? Guide, right?
Yeah, nanoguide.
Are you calling it nanoguide?
Yeah.
My name is The Ball.
Its name is The Ball.
The Ball. So I just want to make sure that we're both clear on this one. You have wants, desires? Can I insight him to see if he's lying to me? I got one success.
It would appear as though I do have what humanoids would call wants and desires, yes.
Is there anybody who's telling you what to do other than us? Now you have free will now, so that's kind of like off the table in general, I guess.
Free will?
I'm sneaking behind it again. I'm getting out of the boat. Nope.
Where are you going?
Oh, I just felt like a swim.
Oh.
With all my clothes.
How about I swim?
And my spear.
I wish I could swim.
What's your directive?
I do not have a directive.
Are you talking to anybody else besides us and you?
I'm not talking to anybody else.
Communicating.
I'm not communicating to anyone else besides me. But I can't guarantee that what my design isn't delivering information anymore. I didn't make myself.
That is true.
I could run diagnostics.
I love diagnostics.
Would you mind?
Running diagnostics.
Do you want anything? Is there anything we can do to make you happier?
I don't think it...
We could kill After it. You asked him to run diagnostics, start asking him questions?
Locke,
he's
I don't
gone.
Think, yeah, I don't think the ball palace. Knows what that means.
Yeah, we should just kill it.
It has It has low-key free will. Okay.
Does it, though?
I'm back.
Diagnostics.
It decided
diagnostics.
To do
what are you arguing about?
So what did the diagnostic? What were the results of your diagnostics?
Diagnostics showed that my GPS beacon is delivering information elsewhere about my location.
Do you know where the elsewhere is?
A small lab on the outskirts of Mondo Supra.
Okay, frankly,
smash this thing.
The ball, is there any way you can stop that from happening?
Yes, I assume you would just have to deactivate the GPS chip.
Right.
I cannot do my own operations.
Sure.
I love operations.
Yeah, it reaches out and, like, grabs your wrist.
Does your creator know where you are?
My creator... I have not talked to my creator in a long time.
I can try and turn off your GPS chip, and then maybe we can talk some more, the ball, if you'd like.
But then my creator might miss me.
I think we're going that way.
Well, then how will we know we're coming that way?
I'm worried.
Exactly. He'll know we're coming there. You guys,
we're
they'll
gonna
know.
We're going to make it a surprise for your creator.
A surprise?
Give me a talk roll. One success.
Yeah, one success.
Surprise. Searching surprise. The creator would love a surprise. Should I send us to the lab for the surprise?
I will say, where it pinged mm-hmm. and where you guys got on the new map is not the same place. So the lab and where you guys are intending to go is not the same place. I need to put that out to you guys because it seems like we got that mixed up.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I did. Totally. I did get that mixed up. Then we actually aren't going to the lab.
Oh, what about the surprise?
We can do that afterwards. We have to investigate some business first.
Where are we going?
To find a piece of something.
Shall I find us the most efficient way there?
Sure. I don't see why not.
Grant me the location, please.
Oh, in the files, probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
scans them.
Location scanned. May I steer the boat?
This is my boat. It's like my whole thing.
Turn left here.
This is, you know what? This is fine. You know, it's better than, yeah, I'm okay with this.
Yeah. And you guys are directed to a quicker route, which would cut you. It cuts your travel time in about half.
Well, let's just hope that he didn't send back information that where we're going and where the earth thing is, where the. Possibly the guy who created all, who made all the monsters, all the robots turn on us.
Everyone give me insights.
Oh, no. Critical success.
A success.
One success.
Two successes.
So on the critical success, you hear like a on one of the nights, and you see a small ball, not unlike the ball, flying behind you, with like a little like propeller, flying behind the ship.
I think I might wake up Locke. I think we have another ball.
You point it out.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see it?
Mm-hmm.
It's at night. It's nighttime. People sleep, right? First, I'm going to lean over and say, let me try to hit it with a rock first, okay? This is important to me.
Well, what if you damage the tech?
I think in this instance, it's more important for us to get rid of it than for us to protect the machine. In this one instance.
Question. Earlier, because when the thingies, those big thingies, they were balls also underneath, right? Are they all balls underneath?
The from what you can tell is the ones that have the relative autonomy to move around mm-hmm. elsewhere are the balls.
I'm going to hit it with a rock. If I don't hit it with a rock the first time, then don't tell anybody I tried, first of all. And second of all, then we can wake everybody up. And then we can see what to do, yeah?
Well, I worry because it's not really... It's not being hostile or anything, right? It's just following us. And it's not doing any damage. I worry if you throw something at it, it might start.
The rock thing is important to me. I'm just going to... And I pick up a rock and I throw it at him.
Okay. Roll an attack, please.
12, one success.
It also rolled an attack and a success on you. As you throw the rock, you see it like a bright light on it, and you see like a little light like shine on your chest.
Wait a minute, this was for a bit. I say out loud.
And then you just hear and a about this size, like a little cigar, spirals into your chest, a little mithril.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're gonna take shrapnel 3 twice. As it hits you and it explodes. So you take 2 instances of damage.
Yeah, I'm going to remove all of it with my spirit.
Okay. And not only that, it... and makes a giant noise that echoes throughout the entirety of, like, where you guys are. Oh, my God.
You guys are awake now.
Actually, you're up there too, huh?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I'm right next to my friend.
Shrapnel 3 twice. Yeah. So you take 3 damage twice.
What works best for this is that Locke, like, keeps failing, but he's the only one who really cares about this.
Yeah.
I mean, like, nobody else does.
Okay, so we're awake now?
Hiromi's about to care when he blew up the back of her boat. Oh,
right. Yeah, so the ship is partially smoking because the back part got, like...
This ship is my home.
Took actual damage.
I live here.
And this thing just begins to take off.
What happened? What is this?
What's going on?
I'm exhausted.
What was that noise?
There was another ball thing, and it was following us. And so I woke Locke up because he's my friend, and he's usually very smart.
I'm really smart.
He's really been dropping the ball lately, and I don't know.
No, I know a lot of things about a lot of things.
And he threw a rock at it after I told him not to.
How was I supposed to know it could shoot a missile?
Why would you throw a rock at an object?
It was so small
that we're not entirely sure how it's going to react.
What else were we going to do? I thought it wouldn't care.
I was in the middle of explaining what we were going to do, and then you threw the rock anyway.
It was just a rock. It was just a rock.
See, when you act like this, sometimes it really concerns me, like, as your friend.
I don't want to do this right now.
Okay.
So did you kill the robot?
It would appear as though a missile has gone off on the ship.
So it's still out there, the,
so it
the
left
robot with
after
missiles?
It was done?
It made a big noise and it zoomed off, which I can only assume is really, really bad. You should probably start working on some ignore glyphs, Locke.
Agreed.
Okay. Yeah, this one's on me. And then I'll look at the rest of the boat after I'm done with that.
Are you able to help repair the boat? Because this is kind of our only mode of transportation right now.
Yeah. How many? Okay. Because I have to use supply points, I think, to do this. And I think you determine how many it takes.
I'll
say it takes 2.
2? Okay. And then I have to roll, so.
She's like asleep on a hammock, like above it all. Like that's like her sleeping spot. She so none of y'all could fuck with it.
It's still a pass. It's not a crit, but it's still a pass.
Yeah, you successfully repair the ship. And yeah, that's... You guys are kind of coming up on it. I'd say you have about 2 more days.
Yeah, I'm writing Norglyphs and then working on the ship to make it better.
I also... Can I load up some attract rocks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you guys travel on. It doesn't come back. 2 more days go by.
Hiromi does end up knowing what happened on her ship.
Eventually,
hey, something,
yeah.
Like someone opened this drawer and moved some things around, and everyone's like, "How the fuck can she tell?"
Yeah. 2 more days go by, and you guys kind of push into the Arctic area of this world. It starts to get cold and icy, and eventually, the ball is like,
"There, we must dock there."
And you see that there's a cave entrance about 50 feet up of like. Like, you'd have to climb a steep, like, portion of, like, a cave to get there. But it looks like that's the only entrance because everything else is above it.
I don't think we can dock there.
We dock there.
And he points to just a bunch of, like, sharp rocks.
I also don't think we could dock there.
I'm going to say this so nicely, Ball. Fuck no.
My general calculations show that if we come in at a proper angle, we will not incur any damage to the vehicle.
I think he's challenging me. I think the ball is challenging me.
Well, I don't think it's
I think
that
it's
at
a
all.
Challenge. I think it wants to fight.
Oh, no.
I don't think the ball wants to fight.
You said you were the captain.
Guys, hold me back. I think Roland was right. I think the ball needs to die, I think, actually.
Let's find a safe way to dock the boat.
This is the safe way to dock the boat.
Do I think, as offended as I am, do I think I could definitely safely dock it, even though it looks precarious?
It'd be difficult, but yeah.
I have the audacity. What do I gotta roll for that? I think it'd be like resolve or something.
Yeah, it would be resolve, and then specifically you could use operate.
I got a success. Is this technically a round, and am I the first one to do it so I can gain a spirit?
Sure, because you need two successes, so you're gonna have to reroll one of those dice.
Okay, now that's a crit success then. On the second
okay, perfect.
One.
So, with two successes, you manage to, like, it's like the tightest parallel park ever.
Oh.
And while you're doing it, the rest of you are kind of, he's like,
throw a rope there.
And you guys are directed to kind of throw ropes out to
do
like,
I look super cool while doing it as well?
Absolutely.
Okay, I needed myself and the audience to know that.
You guys dock, and now it's a climb. It'll be survive or just might.
Adam, can I try to, like, jury-rig a little grappling hook out of, like, the spare rope and, like...
Yeah, I'll say you're able to make a couple of those.
I mean, I got a double success, so I feel like I just start to rock climb this like a...
Yeah, you free... what is it?
I free climb.
All right, I'm taking a rope. Like, all right. And I'll hand out,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, so that'll give you a plus one to your ability score. What a pause.
I'm going to reroll.
All right.
Using a spirit point. I got a nat 20 on that last one.
Fantastic. You just can't seem to get up. Who's next?
I'll climb up.
Okay.
Yeah, I got success.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything, so I'm just gonna try.
You do get a plus one for the grappling hook.
Nope, I don't. Doesn't matter.
All right.
All of us do?
Yeah, whoever uses the grappling hook gets a plus one.
Yay. It's barely a success.
All right, so yeah, you succeed. You climb up. I'll let everyone get another round of trying.
I got one success.
I used another spirit point, got another 20.
I got one success.
All right, so you're up. The only one that's still down is Locke.
Locke, maybe you should just watch the boat. It's all right.
Oh, my God.
What's going on, dude?
Dude, if we were playing D&D, you'd be on fire right now.
How about you tie the rope around your waist and we'll pull you up?
Yeah. If you feel so inclined.
Yeah, fine. Fine.
I'm not going to make you guys roll because it's just miserable for him. You guys just, and he's just like.
Do we also have to do that for solo?
I got halfway and then, guys, I actually don't really like heights.
Yeah. So you guys get it done. You hoist each other up, but you guys get there. It takes like 10 minutes. It's a whole ordeal. But no, you guys get there and then the ball comes out of your pocket and he's like,
we've made it.
And you didn't tell anyone that we're coming here, right?
No.
They let me get rid of the chip. Don't worry
about
it.
The GPS chip?
Yeah.
Can you send information by other means?
Yes.
Could I inside of...
Yeah, yeah, okay. Good thing that robots can't lie. I forgot about
that
fact.
Is kind of like part of the code.
I could lie.
I got a 3.
And they appear to be telling the truth. They didn't send out any information. Hmm.
Should we go inside? I would like to get to the surprise soon.
Off we go then.
Let's go.
Yeah, so you guys wander in. I think you go into this cave for quite an amount of time. It takes you like 40 minutes. It's kind of an area of like abandoned mechs.
Oh.
Just like decommissioned and things like that. Large wakers, but not waked. And you all walk for a bit of time. And I will say these look like EOD wakers, like end of day, like towards the tail end of the wars.
They look like shit.
Yeah, well, so on top of that, it looks like they're the last chunk of like models that were being made at that point. And the further and deeper you get in, you start to see what looks like a small kind of like computing system. And then beyond that computing system, there appear to be these like giant wires, pretty much like bundles of wires that hitch up onto this like car sized, like the size of like four horses, pretty much, right? Of a circle, a circular, what you might assume is a gate from the stories you've heard.
Wow.
I'm walking over to the computer stuff. Crit success on a study.
Oh, you could get into this thing easy. This computer, it's rudimentary.
The password is password.
I'm going to study kind of like more of like a history thing of like, when was this last used? Like, how old is this? You know what I mean? Like that sort of thing. One success.
You would bet this has never been used.
Okay.
Can I look for valuables?
Yes.
Sick.
So I don't think this thing has ever... doesn't look like this has ever been turned on.
It looks really rudimentary, actually. I mean, like, I already figured it out.
Are you sure? And then I'm going to walk over and then, like, kind of check her work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What skill or attribute is a vibe check?
I'll say insight.
Crit success.
I got two crit successes.
I got a crit success. I'm particularly looking for vibe check-wise... just because we could turn this thing on, should we?
I mean, that's sort of a you thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you think it's a good idea? So you got a crit success?
Yeah.
And then looking for stuff to steal, you got a crit success?
I mean, not steal, it's gather.
There's all kinds of, like, goods and wares to take here. Like, this, what you're looking at is high-grade, like, metal and wires that would go for insane amounts.
If it looks like... if I take it out, it wouldn't break literally everything that Solo is working on. I do pocket it.
You know, there's wires laying around. Like, there's stuff just unplugged everywhere. Like, it's, yeah, it's your paradise. Vibe check-wise, it really boils down to, like, if you think opening this gate would be a good idea or not. Like, remember, it's that discussion of, like, well, big question, why didn't Earth ever come back? Big question, like, what would happen if we, like, what can we get there? Why are we here? We're researching it. You, double-checking her work, crit success. Yeah, you could get into this.
Well, let's pop it open, see if it works.
The ball rolls over, and he's like, interesting.
The ball?
Very rudimentary.
Do you have any sort of knowledge of Earth?
Checking. No. Earth, a planet primarily made of water, where the humans and humanoids started. By calculations, if not self-consumed, Earth would be very advanced by now. I wonder if they like surprises.
Okay, we all understood that sounded super creepy, right? Like, that was not, I didn't, like, that was weird.
If they're so advanced, why haven't they contacted us yet, do you think?
Maybe they do not want you.
Oh. Well, you don't have to be a dick about it.
Earth's population at a time was overabundant. Maybe they tried to get rid of some. Numbers-wise, it would make the most sense.
Okay, but feelings-wise, feels like shit.
Well, let's pop this thing open. Hit the start button.
Maybe we should take a step back at least. Just in case something comes out and we should be ready to close it. You know?
Question is that it has been figured out or decided or whatever word to use for that this thing has never been used before.
According to Locke.
Okay. Well, no, I'll choose to trust Locke on this one.
Like, never been used?
Couldn't we find out why? Is there hints on computers or paperwork?
Like a log or something?
Like, here's why this was never used.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start looking into that. Like,
I'm in this thing.
There's no log. You've turned it on?
Well, I was checking it.
No, in this thing, meaning like you're...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn.
There is no paper trail. There are no paper log.
Are there virtual logs?
It's not on yet.
Fuck.
I could probably find virtual logs if I'm able to turn it on. Well, I'm able to turn it on if you guys want me to turn it on.
Yeah, let's just go for
it. I like turning things on.
I'm going to stand just next to the terminal, Adam, and just... like, kind of lean on it and wait.
Look, I'm a wayfarer. I will go in first if you guys want me to.
I don't think we're going to step into the portal right now. You know, I think we're just going to figure things out. And then, yeah, you can do that. That's your prerogative.
Yeah, we'll feel it. We'll feel out the vibe. If it turns on and people can step through it, then we'll see about that, Roland. How's that sound?
Does no one else feel a little weird about this?
Yeah, I don't like that this hasn't ever been used, so we should really figure out why that's been a thing, if this has been here the whole time.
I don't know that we can.
We can.
I don't know that we can figure it out.
Without turning it on.
Yeah, no, I'm saying we should turn it on, but I'm not saying we should, like, I think turning on this system doesn't mean turning on, like, it's not opening a door. It's just giving us a door.
Yeah, if I switch on the system, is it switching on everything and starting the gate up, or like from what I can glean from?
You would, so like that would have to be a whole processes. Like you'd switch it on, and then you'd have to start the processes of.
Yeah, so I like, let's switch it on. Let's see if we can read. I know Locke, you can't do that.
I can read just fine.
Let's try to figure this out.
Am I pressing the button? Am I turning it on?
Do it.
You can turn it on.
Switch on the system.
Yeah. Lights start turning on all over, and it just has that like the thrum of it running,
electricity,
and the main screen lights up, right, and it's blinding for a moment because it's really dark in here. You're like, oh, and then it. Thank you. And then
what does that mean?
You see, like, and so what are you trying to do?
Well, I was trying to look at logs.
You're locked out.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah. So you know, something's locking you out actively.
This
currently.
Doesn't happen to me.
It's
Hold
not.
On.
It's not a security measure. Something's locking you out actively.
Oh no.
What do you mean? Oh no.
Oh no. It looks like
What do you mean?
And you
oh
see
no.
Energy is starting to that way.
The wires.
Uh-huh.
Like, are they exposed? Are any exposed wires?
I mean, they're like encased. Like, it is a well-made machine. Like, it's a full-on machine. It's. I'd remind you, it is a thing made by people who made mechs during wartime. So it is. It's sturdy. It's made with like metals, and it's.
I'm just looking for a place where I can like just put my knife and just like cut a wire.
No, I mean, get you. Yeah.
Is there anywhere like that?
It is a like bricked machine. Like it's a big metal. Like you'd have to break in like screws and stuff. Like it's. It's like a NASA motherboard, right?
I will try to like start just unscrewing
so,
things. Like
I will say, because you're focusing on that, I think maybe you hear it first, but you just like go, and you see the little ball touch down and apparate as the tiger you'd seen.
So there is a second problem, and then I just point over there as I'm like unscrewing.
Yeah, as you point, the centipede comes up, and then one of the large wakers, and as it gets up, it kind of moves differently, and then wires burst from its head, and it takes on a shape, a little less robot-y than you're used to for a waker. So from the large waker, you just
surrender and survive,
as it begins walking towards you.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad this week comes from our friends over on Encores and Ability Scores.
Hello, musical theater nerds. Have you ever wished you could explore more of your favorite musical, talk to the characters, and maybe even change the ending? Welcome to Encores and Ability Scores. Each week, for your listening pleasure, our cast of intrepid thespians mash up a new musical with the sword and sorcery world of Dungeons & Dragons. We believe that the magic of musicals doesn't have to end when the curtain goes down, so we take it to the tabletop. We are a live play D&D podcast with new episodes out on Mondays. You can find us on social media at D&D Musical Pod, that's D&D Musical Pod, or wherever you get your podcasts. Are you a musical theater nerd? Because I know I am. I know it's a non-zero amount, because there's a pretty high chance that you're a musical theater nerd if you like TTRPGs and actual plays, which I know I do. So you should definitely go check out Encores and Ability Scores, because they have a very fun premise and it's a very fun show, so go check it out. We don't have a second ad for you this week, but we do have a bunch of self-promo, as some of the GMs are going to be appearing on other channels.
If you like Magic the Gathering and Commander, you can find GM Tanlin over on Trying Casually Games stream at 6:30 p.m. Eastern and 3:30 p.m. Pacific. Just in time for spooky season in October, you can find GM Adam and GM Kim on Nerds with Dice every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern for It Was Never a Tree, an Old Gods of Appalachia situation. Rara from The Heart is a Dungeon, a friend of the podcast, is going to be jamming that stream, and it's going to be a lot of fun and maybe a little spooky, so you should definitely come check it out. Today is also our last day of our giveaway of the GM's Guide and the Player's Guide for Dreams and Machines. If you haven't entered yet, you can go over to our Twitter at 5GMsOfficial to find out how to enter. All you have to do is like, repost, and tag someone in the comments, and you'll be entered. Thank you so much to Modiphius for partnering with us for this giveaway and for this mini-series. We hope you've enjoyed 5GM Presents The Gate to the Old World. Now, let's finish up this mini-series, shall we? Let's get back to the episode, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
All right, guys, are we fighting or are we running into the portal?
I think Solo's very stubborn and is pissed the fuck.
Running diagnostics. Survivability rate low.
Oh no.
Just give me a second. I could counterhack. I can. This doesn't happen.
Yeah, you can try to counterhack. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Well,
would I be able to like assist in any way?
Yeah,
dude, can I use my mecha breaker instead of attacking? I'm attacking the system.
Sure.
It gives me just two.
Yeah, yeah. I'll let you get an extra one because our friends are helping here, like fanning you. I don't know what it is, but they're just like
giving moral support.
Yeah, moral support.
Three critical successes.
Are you struggling?
Yes. No, well, yes, but no.
Would you like assistance?
Could you assist me?
It rolls over and it just plugs in. And go ahead and roll again. Roll one more again.
That's just a regular success.
All right, that's four successes. You are back in, but you're not the only one in the systems kind of thing. You get me?
Okay. Him is here, I'm assuming. I'm assuming it's him, whatever that is.
All right, I'll start rushing it.
Yeah, all right, so you're going to rush this big one?
Yeah.
For sure. Let's go ahead and enter combat.
Who else is good with tech? Because Solo is having
what's
to do
move?
This.
Two?
Your move is two?
Yeah. Well, my quickness is 9, if that helps.
Okay, what's everyone else's move?
One.
Am I about to get torn apart?
Okay, so the big mech's first. You see... And like looks, you feel it look at you from behind you.
I'm just not gonna look.
And it just.
I'm in my tech.
Oh god.
So plasma burn 5. It's breaker and it's a range attack on you.
Well, I have So I could two of that, and then I only have two more, which still gives me one injury, and so.
You could use the group momentum we have.
Should I?
We have currently 5.
Can you're the one in the systems right now. I think you should.
May I, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
However many I need to use to not die right now.
Yeah, so we're using group momentum, so how do you guys save her from that?
What? A lot of us are around her.
I mean, I'm charging at this thing, so okay. I'm probably trying
you just
to
distract like, her. Yeah, just ding it up.
I think we try to like push her out of the way. Like, we can't fully, but like at the last, like...
Yeah, no, so it's charging up. You run up and you hit its arm with your spear. And so it like shoots up a bit and then they're able to like duck because they're watching where the shot's going. And it just, and it like fries a portion of the computer. But you see, so the metal like casing, kind of like the way a plane, when it gets struck by lightning, it disperses a lot of the energy. It is fried in like a small area, like a stun or like a char, but it has dispersed a lot of the energy. All right, that is going to be its turn. You're on it. It is going to take an extra turn.
Oh, cool.
And it's going to make an attack on you.
I got a critic. Oh, no, I just got one critical and like one regular success.
It is going to attempt to crush you.
Oh.
Actually, it's going to attempt to trample you technically. It's going to just walk over you. It's ignoring you. It critical succeeds. So you're going to be able to deal damage to it for your attack.
Head.
It is going to crush for you twice. So remember, you do reduce it by 2. So really, you're getting crushed 2 twice. So you have crushed 4 in total.
Okay.
So you have 4 damage to ignore. You have to ignore 4 damage.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. So you brush it off. You're hitting it?
Yeah, I'll hit it.
Okay. It takes it and just and keeps moving. It, just to be clear, you did do damage. It has a damage threshold.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it wasn't that you did nothing. God. All right, so that will then go to the next fastest, which is you at two and you at two.
Okay, I'll swing it. Well, I get 2 points because we have at least 1 point, and then I'm gonna attack it. So I have 4 now. So that's good. I'm gonna swing it. No, wait, I hit it. I just got it 1 success.
Okay, cool. It's gonna make. It hits you. It is, but it is just going to be a regular crush this time.
Oh, okay.
Which is crush to 4. It's a melee attack.
Okay, okay. Well, that's only 2. So, like, as long as I keep this up.
You hit it for 4?
Yeah, 4.
And it has protection 8, reduced to 4 breaker attacks. It reduces your damage to 0.
Oh, my God. Even the breaker?
Yeah, it's 4 at breaker attacks.
Fuck.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's OP. That is bad.
You like hit it, and so the first attack managed to do damage. And I think you see that this one isn't like a regular maker, like you are a waker. You fought wakers. This one almost has like I would like say like close to like biosynth, because you see like the wires coming out, moving almost fluidly, and then where you hit it, you go to hit it in a weak spot again, and it just dings off its time, and it goes.
Weakling spears will die.
I'm gonna have to explode on this thing.
And it's gonna spend 2 more points, take an extra turn. Right after your turn. So it's gonna make an attack on you. It does hit you.
Okay.
For crushed 4 again.
Okay, so I'm at 0. But we have momentum, right?
We do have momentum. We have 5.
So I'll use two of the momentum.
So you're standing your ground with it, but you're in a bad shape.
Yeah, you guys, I cannot hold this off.
So I was working on unscrewing one of those panels, right? Like, just so far, like, guesstimating, how long till I get, like, my first wire?
You know what I mean? I'd say 2 turns.
And I look back and I see that happening.
Yeah.
And the 2 other things.
They have not made a move yet. They're purposely not making a move yet. Like, you can see they're being, like, told to stay.
Okay. How's the gate coming along? Like, how's that? Is that spurring up?
So it... Because they're fighting right now. And so her and the ball are trying to keep it from activating.
See. Kazuko, should I keep trying to stop the gate from opening, or should
yes,
I go help?
Yes, I think we should. I can help with Solo.
Okay, then, well, but what about Roland?
We currently have Solo in our arms.
Does anybody have any spare weapons I can borrow?
I mean, technically, the old man had a shock prod, and I took it from him, and I don't think he ever really took it back. Like, actually,
I'll say you guys could have also stolen one. Like, he had a lot. He had a lot of those things.
Hey, look, it's matching because I also have one. Here's a shock prod lock. This isn't a flashback.
isn't a flashback.
Thank you so much, Hiromi.
Flashback.
In this flashback. And then I take it. And then I say, okay, I'm going to go make sure Roland doesn't die, but you guys should really hurry up. And then I get up and I start running towards him.
There's so much potential in the old world.
And then it's. Keeps trying to walk past you. It's your turn. You're running over
To them to try and help.
Okay, I'll let you make an attack.
I'm gonna snare grenade it in the face. I wanna throw it in its face to disrupt its optics.
Cool.
Yeah, is that range attacks or range attacks might or quickness? Yeah. Either way, I got 2 successes.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give it minus, how well did you roll? 2 successes?
Yes.
If you don't wanna store one and you wanna spend both of them, I'll give it minus 2. On its next
I think that's a good one.
Okay, I'll give it minus 2 on its next chunk of rolls. Alrighty, so that's its turn, or that's your turn. The ones are next. You guys are the ones.
I think Hiromi has the quickest first.
Okay.
Yep. I think I'm over here. I can't really hit well. I have like a melee weapon, but my might is ass. So,
yeah.
It's not good. I'm going to assume Kazuka has Solo, so I'm going to hop on the computers and try to figure out stuff and things. Listen, it's her hacker era. So I have a crit success and then a natural 20, so it's very dichotomous.
Very good.
Yep, I don't know what I needed, but I had 1 crit success.
Okay, so you're trying to help Solo?
Well, I'm trying to hack because I'm assuming that, you know... I don't have first aid, and I know that Kazuka does.
Okay. Yeah, so you're able... So the way I'll do that is that Solo, pretty much each round will get an extra dice as long as you're succeeding on your turn.
Okay, sounds good. I'm a hacker now. I'm in my hacker era. I'm locked in.
You're in your hacker era. Yeah.
I'll also say the entity taking over the computer loses dice the longer you guys distract it because you are fighting it. It's the Meg. So the better you guys are doing against it, the less dice it gets. It starts with six dice.
Oh, God. What the fuck?
It's one of you two.
I think I'm the next quickest. I would like to try to use first aid on Solo.
Solo's taking no damage?
My spirit pool is at zero because I think I had to use it all and a momentum.
For the record, when you're exhausted...
It starts affecting your stuff, right?
You shut down an attribute, so one of the top four, you just fail all of those automatically. Like, one of those automatically. So, like, might rolls, if you choose that one, you fail always. After any kind of rest beyond that, Nally can remove a character's exhaust state as if it were a truth by a difficulty two test or by spending two momentum.
Yeah, I think I'll do two momentum to get rid of the exhaustion.
Okay.
Could we technically count that as restoring an ally's spirit?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to spend then six spirit to restore... three. I think I can give everybody three.
Cool, that's really good. Everybody gets three.
Yeah, everybody gets three spirit back. And that'll just be me.
So I do not think we can defeat the Maker.
This is your Maker?
I believe so.
Oh, parents, am I right?
I don't know if I like him very much.
Sentience has been that achieved.
I'm just gonna keep trying. That's me, I'm stubborn, that's me, I have to.
So what is your plan?
I'm gonna boot him out.
Okay. Everyone here give me a study.
A critical success.
Crit success.
I'm like so distracted by everything around me. It's just like a lot's going on.
Fails crazy. Yeah, it's like, there's so much going on.
The robot has sentience.
Just one success.
Cool. A bunch of you succeeded. I think almost in sequence, you guys all like realize like, it couldn't get into the computer on its own. And you two kept talking about how rudimentary it was. Why was it rudimentary for you guys? And the ball couldn't activate the computer. He never went or made any motions towards the computer. He's helping you now because it's on. And it said thank you. And I think you all kind of put it together at once that, like, this thing is made specifically for human usage. And everything, it's easy to use because everything around it is geared towards locking AI out. Once you boot it up, it lets it in, and so that's the big problem. It's like, why wouldn't it just activate it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys all kind of click it at the same time.
Turn off and explode it. Let's go.
We'll leave a sticky note. Okay. Don't turn on.
Well, since that's a truth that's been revealed, can I use that and add the plus two from my mech breaker?
Yes, you do have to beat. So, he rolled five this time. Of his five, he succeeded on four. So you have to succeed four more to not lose progress. You have the plus one from the ball. And you do have the extra die because of Hiromi as well.
Success and another success, but the other ones are not.
That's two fails?
I'm gonna use a spirit to assist.
Okay.
Or to reroll.
I mean, like, I'll use two of them. Like, okay. You know, like, this is it. This
I
is
see. Where... No, I see.
Yeah.
You're rolling three of them?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh. One more success.
All right, so that is better though, because failing by two compared to him, you would have lost a lot. You would have almost gotten booted out. So you're able to kind of hunker down, but it's quicker than you are at this.
Yeah.
That'll be back at the top where it's gonna go, and it kind of just like it pulls its foot back and just kicks at you.
Oh no!
It is going to hit. Yep, it's gonna go ahead and try to trample you again.
Oh my god.
It's gonna kick you up and then try to kick you back down.
Oh.
So it'll be a crushed four.
Twice again. I only have 5 points.
You can use a momentum, we got one. We currently have four in the pool.
Maybe I'll do two on mine and then two on the momentum.
And you failed two, right?
Yeah.
It's going to use an extra turn, and it's gonna turn towards you and just
boom.
That is a critical success.
I got a success.
Plasma burn 5. So you do hit it, though, on your verse end.
And then I'll spend 5 spirit points to dodge.
Okay. Yeah, so it shoots at you and misses. And
you are insignificant.
All right, Jesse, you're up.
I guess I gotta just explode inside of him.
I will posit to you, robots have always, like, Wakers have always been able to hurt themselves. There's other large Wakers in here if you want to try to, like, use one of its limbs as a weapon. It'll take, like, a turn to go grab and do, but...
But then, yeah, because he's... I can't, like, take his attention away. Yeah. I'm just going to explode up in him.
Okay.
So I get one automatic one, and then I'm going to use Decisive Strike, so the cost to avoid an injury goes up by two.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and say that you're able to deal another injury to this thing. Getting a natural one, like a one, it kind of bursts inside of it, and you see a such a, like...
Do not make me kill you right now.
You can try, you talking trash can.
It's going to use its last two points.
No, please.
It's going to take a plasma blast at you.
Oh, not again, please.
Natural one.
Why does this keep happening?
Really fast, I forgot that supportive bonds are a thing. Jesse, you would have gotten one extra spirit from me helping you out.
That's good. Yeah, because he's going to need it right now. Five right plasma now. Five.
Okay, that's all.
Plasma 5. All right, then I reduce it by 2.
Okay, so it's plasma 3 now.
And then, yeah, you can just pay the 3.
So it utilizes the rest of its points, and it... And the thing just...
Oh, no.
One of the other ones begins to wake. Oh, one of the other large ones.
This is so bad for the tour.
How many of these robots are in here? The mechs are in here.
I believe I said full of... If I'm not mistaken.
You did.
So anyways, that'll be you next year.
I'm gonna... Hey, Roland. I'm gonna give you my last two grenades.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go see if I can fix this problem so maybe at least not everybody else on the planet will die. If you could keep doing what you're doing, if you need any help, shout out. I'm gonna go check out the... I'm going to work on the computer, okay?
I can handle my ones. Don't worry about me. I say, as all my clothes are on fire.
Come get some, bitch.
You trash can, talking trash can. I could blow you up all day. I can't. I already did it once. I can't do it anymore.
Adam, I'm going to head back and start open the computer up.
Okay,
just
yeah.
Start cutting things. But, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, go roll me an attack and see you.
One success.
Okay, yeah. So you're rapidly doing this now.
Yeah.
It's not just like
yeah.
Yeah,
it's important.
Yeah. All right. Next up would be, I believe, Hiromi.
It would, and I'm on the computer still, so I'm rolling that.
As long as you succeed, Solo keeps that extra die, which Solo clearly needs.
Critical success. Well, two successes, but one critical.
I'll go ahead and give Solo two extra die, and you'll keep a die for for the ball. Anyways, you're up.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah. I'll let you hold to like assist further.
Yeah,
see
I was like,
assistance.
If I could, I'll hold to help assist people. That's what I'll do. Okay.
So you have two from Hiromi, one from the ball, and then however many you have. And you need a... So I'll say he's distracted because he's resurrecting another body, so he's going to be at 5 instead of 6.
All right. You got this, big dog.
He succeeded twice. So you just have to beat 2.
Okay.
Is that all fails?
Okay. It's one crit success, right?
Okay.
Right. And then
I'm gonna use a spirit to assist you.
Oh, critical success for a second one.
So you're matched again. You managed to pull it back. You're at half point. And then the ball is spinning on it. One truth. As you're like locked in, you see. So the problem is that you guys can both still do things on the computer, right? Like you're still, it's harder for you because you only have two hands,
yeah.
And the ball is helping. But so he is able to fight you and also try to run diagnostics and stuff. You see everything getting pulled up. You see everything that's happening, and you see, and maybe it's even blinking. You see the coordinates. You see the coordinates of where the Stargate's going, which. You have to assume it's Earth.
Yeah.
But there are coordinates there that are inputted. And that's a truth. And so we'll go from you to the top, which is him again. He...
Oh, come on, big boy. I can do this all day.
He will come.
All right. He's going to He's going to take three turns.
Why?
It has like a back shoulder mount and just three missiles out of you. So it is shrapnel three, two times, three times. So it's shrapnel three, six times. And he succeeded on two attacks, so it's actually just shrapnel three, four times.
Can I dodge them?
Oh my god.
It's the attack rolls. I'll let you do quickness, and if you're able to critical succeed on any quickness or double succeed on any quickness, you can dodge that one.
Got a one!
All right, so you don't get hit by one.
And then I got a fail. Second
one. Okay, so you're going to get hit by one. So you only take shrapnel three twice.
So, I mean, that's just two damage. So how many momentums do we have?
We have two.
I can use one momentum and one. I'm still in the fight, baby.
It, it falls. Another one begins awakening as it used all of its points on that body.
I mean, what? There's only like 100 more of you? This is no problem, baby.
It is your turn now.
I'm just going for it, you know?
Yeah.
You got
this. I think
this.
I'm going to die after this
No,
turn.
You got this.
You know what? I throw both of the sticky grenades.
It's activating, so I'm going to say it has no defenses right now. Okay. So it's not able... So it... And you see him booting up another one.
Oh, my God.
But so that saves you about a turn.
What is that? 4 out of 100 down?
Roland, if we survive, I'm going to tell everybody about how cool you are, man.
I'm about to make a name for myself.
All right, Hiromi's turn.
I'm still helping Solo to get all the rolls. All
right, give us the roll.
She needs two successes.
Brilliant. Okay, so she got two successes. You're still going to have two. That will then go to Kazuko.
Hi. Is there any... Do you still need help?
Well actually, to be fair, she hasn't given you any extra points. So.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to then focus my attention to the battlefield and what's going on with Roland. Mm-hmm. Is there any way I can, like, look and see and, like, help, like shout pointers, basically? Like,
yes.
Like, kind of be, like, eyes from the back,
the
you
way
know?
The way I'll do that is it'll be, like, dodge, duck. And so pretty much he'll have, so it'll be harder to hit him.
Okay, yeah. Would that have to be a roll of any sort?
So it'll depend. If it's for attacks for him, I'll let you use a spirit to give him an extra die.
Okay.
Otherwise, it'll just be you giving pointers and aiding him, and so it's going to be making it more difficult for him to get hit.
Okay, that sounds good. That's what I'll do then.
That is your turn, and back to you.
Now, I'm thinking about how this truth, I could be exploitative of it.
The ball is bzz, bzz. He's beginning to cycle. He's having a hard time. You see he's like sputtering out and like a little bit of smoke steaming off him. He's getting overwhelmed because he's a small AI.
No.
And so he cannot help you this round as he rolled poorly. So you have two from Hiromi and then your own.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you use Mech Breaker, you'll have six dice.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But justify it.
Yeah, that's why I have to justify it to GM Adam. Because what I'm thinking, I feel like it's stupid, but I'm like, what if I just change the coordinates to... There's like a billion other gates probably that are just on world to world. If I just like... Like it's going to the wrong thing, and then it has to take time to try and fix that, and then
there's also coordinates to gates everywhere in space, on moons.
You could give it just bad numbers. You could put
true. Bad numbers. That's okay. That's another thing that I was gonna try and do earlier. Like AI is just what
give
you feed it.
Give me a that's I like that. Yeah. Give me a study to see how much you know about these gates.
I got a pass, regular pass for my result.
Just regular pass. Gates are a fickle thing because they deal with matter, and matter is a dangerous component.
No, that sounds fun. I want to send it to them. Am I able to use that?
Change the coordinates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you use Mechbreaker to change the coordinates.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
What we're going to do, I'm going to roll his 5 really quick, and I'll let you know what you have to beat. You need to beat 4. You need to get a minimum of 3 to be able to pull up a log and change the input. But if you're able to beat him by 3 or more, you can fully take over.
I mean, I have a spirit pool.
If you want, you can use your spirits to add dice, and you could use Hiromi's spirits to re-roll.
Guys, I'm going to use all of my spirits, and I'm just going to lock myself out of quickness, because where am I going? No. Okay. I have 3, though. So
don't worry, gay people. Gone. You can re-roll with my spirit pool.
How many are you offering her? She has 5 dice that could be re-rolled.
I will give you two right now. If you need more, I will give you more, but take two right now.
Yes, two crit successes.
All right, if you get one more success, I let you fully do this.
You need another one of my...
Yeah, one more.
Yeah, you got it.
Success!
Dude, okay. So
guys,
you,
the gays are winning.
You guys, like, dig in. You can't boot him out. You realize now he's... The thing about viruses, once they're in, they're in. Like, cleaning them out is impossible. So you have to build walls around viruses. And so you just start to just brick him out. And then for a moment, I think you realize, like, he can't see what you're doing. And in that second, you just quickly change the coordinates. He breaks back through because he's good at this. Yeah. And then it... And it begins fully booting up. The coordinates are inputted. I'm assuming you're kind of letting him activate it. Or are you going to still try to hold him off? Because the longer you're holding him off, even though you let the coordinates change, the likelihood of people dying is.
Yeah.
So you're letting it boot up?
Yeah.
What kind of portal is this? You know what I mean? Like, is it like in Portal, the video game, where like it's, okay. Well.
I'm like, are we all about to have to make rules to,
oh,
fucking,
no.
to fucking stay here? Oh, fucking.
So it opens and almost instantaneously just, it gets cold. And the pressure changes in this room fast. Everyone needs to give me whatever role you think your character would use to try to save themselves to anchor down. Fight, might, whatever the fuck it is. I'll let you pick it. My bad guy's going to give me one.
Yeah, I'm going to stab my spear into the ground, so I'll use might.
I'm a quick bitch, so quickness.
I got one critical success.
Two successes, one crit.
Okay, so you grab on to, like, just a side of the computer and are holding on as everything's getting yanked in. So the good thing for you guys is you've seen him jump robot to robot. All of the robots are getting, because they can't hold on to anything. They're just heavy chunks of metal that are loose. They're getting sucked out first, flying past you guys. So it's just like, fuck. Like, there's, it's bad. The little things fail immediately. The ball is plugged in and succeeded, so it's, you see him just shaking, getting like, yeah, it's bad.
A two.
Okay, two.
One success.
My might, resolve, and insight are all the same. My might makes the most sense.
Okay.
Because I'm hungering, you know?
We have all successes so far. So you guys see the main one that just activated. He just stood up, so his hands aren't close to the ground where he could dig in, and he... off his feet begins.
I flip him off as he flies by me.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
I rolled for an attack. He's gonna use a claw grab at you to grab you on the way out. He rolled a three.
You will die with me, human.
It's gonna grab at you. I need you to make a quickness move. The issue is, with a quickness, you're going to then have to make a re-attempt to grab back down. Because you're moving out of the way and trying to shut back down. So there's the question of whether or not you get snatched and yanked into space.
Okay, I got one success.
Okay, so you got one success. So you're able to dislodge. If you fail, like, so he reaches at you. You move. You get, like, scratched. Like, it hits you. I'm not going to have to take damage. But it's, you're spinning. You have to try to lock back into the ground. Go ahead and roll. What'd you use last time? Might?
Yeah. I got a crit and a regular success.
He's going to spend all of his points to turn and just start firing missiles into the room as he just turns. So I'm going to make an attack on everybody. So it'll hit, and it's going to be shrapnel 3 two times.
Yeah, there's no way.
It hits you, explodes, and you lose grip as you're, like, slipping out of consciousness, and you fall and start spinning as you're getting sucked towards the exit. You're up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so actually, I'll let you guys do this. You do have the option to attempt to dodge it, but it's the same rules as him. You make a quickness to move out of the way, and then you have to re-mite to try to lock back down.
I'll take it.
Yeah?
No!
You failed the quickness?
Yeah, I did.
So you get hit either way and slip. You're getting pulled out.
I'll try. Oh, okay. Three. One
okay,
success.
So you succeed on that.
Okay. And then...
So now you have to make a mite to try to re-grab onto something. Okay. Or you can do, like, if you can flavor it another way, I will let that slide.
Could I insight to try and look... to find
the best, like the so best. So maybe you're
spot.
Like letting go to let it like slam you into something to like,
yeah, to like,
I'll let, yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to survey it.
Yeah,
like, what,
sure.
Okay. A two and a three.
Yeah, a double success. I'm adding a momentum into the pool.
You get slammed into, like, the side of something. Maybe it's even, like, a rock or a jut of the cave, and it hurts. You're going to take damage from that. You're, like, almost knocked unconscious, but you're not sucked into the vacuum of space.
I rolled double success on quickness to, like, not.
So you're able to dodge. You'll add one more point to our pool.
Yeah.
So we're at five points in the pool. And then you have to make a might or a quickness or something to try to re-hunker down. I'll let you flavor it however you want.
That's another success. That's one success, but not double success. But I just want to, like, just quickly dart. It's, like, the same vibe of, like, finding a different position, but, like, less painful.
Yes, yeah. So you, like, and you just, like, grab onto something else as these things explode and miss. They're shredding the room apart.
Okay, quickness, right? Okay, I got. Oh, no, I didn't. How much momentum?
We have five.
We have five.
Okay, I'll use one.
Oh my god.
I mean, I could use one on my spirit. Okay, I got a success.
Okay, so now you need to make a might success.
Oh, I got a success and a critical success.
So you jump.
Wait, is that a
up.
Seven or a one?
No, that's a one.
That's a one. Okay,
you jump up, seven. And I think you even, like, jump up and, like, you get pulled upwards and you grab on to, like, the metal just before the edge of getting sucked out, and you're like, like, it's bad. You feel your fingers getting cold already. Like, oh, it's no. You're in a bad way. You're the closest to it. Then that'll be you and our little friend.
I locked myself out of quickness.
Oh fuck!
So you're just gonna get hit with the missiles.
No!
Yeah. So you're going to take shrapnel 3 twice.
I don't have any spirit pool.
Well, you could use the momentum we have.
Yeah, we do have 5 momentum.
Could I use 2 of it?
Yeah, to reduce it to no damage.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. You stay to there, so I'll say you're good. Yeah. No, yeah, they go wide. They go wide. Like, I think he was so focused on all the other people that they go wide. And he... And there's just kind of a moment, like a beat. And now you have to try to close it.
Is he still jumping into other bodies?
Almost all the robots are sucked out.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought that it was like one by one. Okay, never mind.
There's one more. Do you remember which one it is?
The sticky one?
I'll say, since you brought it up, I think you're, like, holding on, and you, like, look, and you see it just kind of, like, awakening, which means that it's still here, which is the problem. So all of his data's in there. You see it, it begins, like, cutting through it. So you guys have a bit of time. What do you want to do? Do you want to just keep... I think you kind of yell, like, there's one left!
I'm just gonna start taunting it. Be like, bitch, you can't kill me! I can't die! I'm just gonna aggro this thing. Yeah. Like, you can't kill me!
I will show you what perfection is!
I'll show you what a trash can is, and it's you!
Yeah, so are you leaving it open?
Oh, this thing needs to get stuck to the moon.
Yeah, it's gonna take a turn to undo itself, but it's anchoring itself down as it does. You're about to get pulled out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like...
Yeah, like, you're like yeah. You know, it's like, oh, it's just...
I notice you going out.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, then I have to close it.
You're gonna close it?
I'm not gonna let my friend go out the thing.
Okay, he's getting sucked out. The robot just got up. He's aggroing it. Did you succeed?
I got one success, yeah.
So you're holding on. You see him flying towards you.
Oh, no.
The ball goes, throw me.
What?
Throw me at the maker.
Oh. Will you be okay?
Yes.
Are you lying?
Yes.
Yeah, I throw the ball.
All right, give me an attack.
I got a success on a mite.
So you just... chuck it towards him. So you're going to have to make a mite to try to catch him. You're going to have to make a roll to try to close it before he gets sucked out. And the ball is going to have to make a roll trying to do something that he's doing.
Let's see if I catch you. I got a success.
So you get caught. You kind of, like, come to, like, what the fuck? And you just, like, look and you just see space. Yeah. And so the ball hurtles. He plugs into this large mech, and you see it. You're connected to it because he's inside of this, so you can try to help the ball out if you want.
Oh,
I don't know if
I
you have any spirit
I thought
points
I was
up.
Rolling to close.
You are, but you can also help the ball out if you'd like.
Okay, well, my roll to close was an 8, which is a success.
Okay, so you're going to succeed on closing the gate. You have a success on doing that. Critical?
Yeah, critical.
Okay, so the entity is going to roll 6 dice. We have 4 successes right now against it. So, plugs in, you kind of go through, and you just get for a second, like, you see, like, doing the thing, but then it stops, and then you just see, surprise, and then it, like, it lets, like, the, you see the robot let go, because you were able to help hack it, and it lets go and lets itself get sucked in, and then you manage to close it just in time. Your fingers are starting to freeze. You're holding on to him, and you just fall to the ground.
How long does it take to build an explosive?
You have time. You have time and resources.
We need to blow a hole so this gets buried.
Earth never did anything for us anyway.
I don't cry, but I think I'm going to.
Oh, the ball.
Oh.
So, we build our explosives, whatever we do. That is where the mini series will end. I'm going to give you guys little chances to do, like, little prologues, whatever your character might do the rest of their existence on this planet. They now know shit like this exists and can happen. They appear to have gotten rid of the entity, which is
don't
huge,
say appear.
The entity apparently.
Say happened.
Apparently caused the war back in the day. Yeah, say you got rid of him. And we'll go ahead and start on my left.
Yeah, Locke probably grows up into an actual adult human being, you know what I mean? Who's not a little fuckboy. And he likes learning about history and the history of technology. So he probably just keeps pursuing this, like
amazing.
The same stuff.
No, it's very fun.
No, yeah, it's probably more trying to understand what the fuck was this?
Right.
And what predated it? And so I think that's a lot of what Kazuko does and still continues, like, the research missions, but more on the, more like a, what the fuck are these gates?
Project management side?
Yeah, project management.
Seeking the answers.
Seeking the answers of what the fuck are these gates and are there more out there and do we need to destroy them?
Yeah.
So I think that's what she does.
Yeah, Hiromi?
Hiromi is probably just doing the same old but is just richer now. Like
the boat's a little nicer.
Like her boat's like a little nicer, but like she has the money now to make it so much nicer, and she just hasn't.
She just bought more drawers.
Yeah, she just bought more drawers. She's just kind of living life. Kind of wherever, like if any calls, she's like, yeah, I'll show up. But she was aimless before this, and she's just as aimless after.
That's brilliant. Roland,
I guess Roland would probably help Kazuko track down these.
Did
gates.
You lose your spear?
Oh, I probably would have. Because I was holding on to the edge, so I would have had to let go of it to save Locke, so.
Dude, Jesse, what's the ramifications care. Of that?
I don't, because that's like your spirit.
Yeah, like what's the like personal ramifications of that?
I think he's just kind of dishonored.
But in an honorable way, because the spear never leaves a man behind.
Yeah, so he's probably going to make another one, but I don't think like he's probably going to be looked down upon his like group. But yeah, he's gonna help, and he's all fucked up now. He probably lost a hand because it froze over, and he's all burned.
No, yeah, you had to like go like get surgery because you had like frostbite.
Yeah, so he like has a robot hand, is like burned all over. But yeah,
he looks badass.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it says plasma burns. They're like lightning scars too. So like, you look cool, a little fucked up, but like in a cool way.
You probably feel bad.
Yeah, but yeah, he's gonna help find these gates and destroy them.
I think Solo goes real hard into AI, mm-hmm. but in the sense of, like, safeguarding, because the ball was so solid, and there has to be a way that AI can be okay and, like, not feared and helpful.
Nature versus nurture.
The mushroom has, like, a little shrine to the ball.
But, yeah, that has been Five Gems in a Trench Coat presents The Gate to the Old World. Thank you so much for listening. We had so much fun here. I feel like you know the spiel. Usually on finales, we don't super go into the spiel. And Sachi, if you'd like to plug yourself, though, you can go ahead and then we'll sign off.
Oh, dear Lord, me? Hi, my name is Sachi, or various forms of Versace, go for Sachi across all the socials. It would take too long for me to list them, so I won't. I'm also the creator, founder, wearer of all the hats for Project Medusa TTRPG, which has stuff coming out at some point. Will it be out by the time you hear this? I don't know.
Well, what is Project Medusa?
It's just a AP channel studio where I play and produce and run shows that use any system that isn't 5e.
Yeah.
But yeah, all that's right. Been us. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. And
bye-bye.
Don't go to the moon.
Yay.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5gemsinatrenchcoat.com. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5gemsinatrenchcoat. Thanks so much, and catch you in the next episode.